This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on how the UAW is playing the long game, but it's ready for the short game as well at the VW in Chattanooga. The chairman of Volkswagen announced in Germany, with the Tennessee governor and U.S. Senator Bob Coker from Tennessee hanging on every word, that the company will add 2,000 workers, spend $600 million adding a new SUV line at the Chattanooga plant, and collect $166 million from the state of Tennessee in tax and other subsidies, as well as $12 million in Lanyap to throw at job training for the new workers. On this score, everyone can agree. But after that, confusion reigns. Senator Coker, speaking for the red meat union haters in the local and statewide business community, when asked for his reaction to both the plant expansion and news recently that the UAW had opened an office, chartered a local, and was hunkering down in its ongoing effort to unionize the plant, snarled through an office statement, "Any union can rent space in any city and open an office." Well, that's good to know, Senator. The governor seemed more rooted in the emerging reality and praised the workers and the fact that the VW decision was a vote of confidence in them. On the other hand, from the UAW statements, we are all getting closer and closer to a look at the real deal, which continues to closely hew to what I have predicted here. Gary Castile, the UAW Secretary Treasurer, said the union had reached a consensus with VW. Once the new local signed up a meaningful portion of the plant's workforce, we're confident the company will recognize Local 42 by dealing with it as a members union that represents those employees who joined the local. The fact that the new line is being announced 4 days after the rollout of UAW Local 42 in Chattanooga reinforces the consensus that the UAW has reached with the company. Now, Coker and his gang are never going to be happy until they start taking deep breaths, hope some of their mad dogs learn to live and let live and go on with their lives, because Castile's statement is both clear and very interesting. The UAW is here to stay in Chattanooga, and that's fine with VW, so get over it. The UAW is opting to play both the long and short game, in my view. In the short game, they will have a local office and organizers. The new 2,000 workers won't be added until the line is ready in 2016. If they have the majority to win an election and they file before 2016 and win, then bam, those 2,000 are automatically accreted into the union. If they were committed to playing an NLRB strategy, any organizing department would try to get it done before the uncertainty of 2,000 new workers is added to the mix. Since those 2,000 will be walking on edge, glad to have a job and not ripe for an election until possibly 2018. The long game that the UAW's Castile is also embracing is exciting for labor in the USA. He is flatly saying that the UAW is willing to recognize them as a minority union on a members-only basis, which is common in the public sector in non-collective bargaining states, and common elsewhere in the world, for example, in the United Kingdom, where a minority expression of interest wins consultation rights with the companies for your members. Add the German-based features of a workers' council and the UAW, with VW's active consent and support, can legitimize the union on the shop floor, represent its members thoroughly and aggressively, and win the hearts and minds of the workers one way or another, while signing up their members, collecting dues, and being able to negotiate directly with the company. The only missing thing here will be a collective bargaining agreement, and for what it's worth, Senator Coker can hang his hat there. Because except for a piece of paper somewhere saying exclusive, the Chattanooga plant will de facto be 100% union any way you look at it. If we can go cold turkey about our obsession with a contract and embrace membership, representation, and negotiation instead, there are lots of deals to be made and millions of workers who will rush into unions. This could be the start of something big for unions everywhere in the USA. This is Wade Rathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.